You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com.
Well, good afternoon from Marty McFarland Field between 50th and Oakwood, Illinois, the site of round one, class 1A IHSA playoff football game today with the hometown Oakwood Comets welcoming in the Carrollton Hawks alongside Will Schell, Chad Baker with you and your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there. Make sure you contact Kurt for a quote at 217-446-8039. Visit his office on Liberty Lane in Danville. And, Will, we got an exciting one here today, a team that is coming to town that I think a lot of folks may not know about. Some folks, obviously, in the circles of IHSA football, too. This is the Carrollton Hawks coming over from the West Illinois. This is a mouthful. Western Illinois Valley South Conference. And it's a team that's a perennial powerhouse in football. I would say mid-powerhouse. They're not necessarily challenging for championships every year, but a team that definitely has some consistency about them. And coming in here, trying to knock Oakwood off. Oakwood 7-2, and perhaps riding high a little bit here. Four-game winning streak, including a big win last week over BHRA.
Yeah, getting a good win against BHRA, I think, going to give Oakwood a little bit of confidence heading into this playoff game. Also, just help 7-2, get yourself a home playoff game. You know, when we were pulling into the stadium, the fans were out in force. The bounce houses were up. People are ready to go for some fall football, some November football, and some IHSA playoff action. I even saw that Carrollton Hawks fans had a little tailgate trailer
they
going.
They are trying to turn this into a home game here. We'll have the trailer out front, very much an established fan base. They've got flags all the way up and down the side of their field, the green and the white, the silver. And I talked with Coach Cameron Lee last night, said that they asked if they could bring about 150 to 200 fans to tailgate. And it was the all call for the Comets to send their folks out here. They're in good effect here today. So lots of purple, lots of green here at Marty McFarland Field. And you figure at least the atmosphere definitely representative of playoff football here today.
Yeah, absolutely. There's that little extra feel in the air, this little extra spice. I think everybody can feel the tension of if you don't win, your season's over today. So I think it's going to be just a good old-fashioned high school ball game. I think the crowd probably does pump them up a little bit. And sometimes, if you're a coach, if you're a player, you're thinking, is that being amped up a little bit more than normal? Is that a good thing or bad thing? You know, if you can channel it and execute well, that's a big boost. If it's got you a little nervous, jumping, maybe some pre-snap penalties, that might be a little issue. So something to look at here going into this playoff game.
I think that both coaches probably looking at their players, the extra day of work in there. Take care of your business, play your game, and just let it unfold on the field here. You just got to treat it like another game. And the excitement of being in the playoffs, that should have subsided last weekend. Of course, Oakwood has known for a couple weeks now that they were going. So they are looking to just come out here, conduct their business today, and make it happen. When we come back, we will take a look at the game prescription courtesy of MedPlus Pharmacy. We'll have the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. Some games already underway. The last look, tail of the tape by Latos Hardware. We'll have the national anthem sponsored by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. And kickoff of our OSF Game of the Week coming up top of the hour at 2. It is the Oakwood Comets, the Carrollton Hawks, Marty McFarland Field in Oakwood. Still time to come on out and join us. If not, take us along with you throughout the afternoon. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more of your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance, life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Yuhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Yuhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Yuhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Chad Baker alongside Will Shell for this one this afternoon between the Oakwood Comets and the Carrollton Hawks. Time for our MedPlus Pharmacy game prescription. If you're running low on your prescription medication, get a call into MedPlus. They're open today until 3. Get it filled promptly, 217-431-6662. 511 West Fairchild in Danville is where you're going to find them. Also check into their free delivery to the Danville area. Carrollton Hawks here, Will, out of the Western Illinois Valley South Conference, coached by Rodney Flowers. In his fourth season with the Hawks, he is 20-19 overall, playoff qualifier for the third season in a row. Had a rough first season, but then they've bounced back pretty nice. Kind of a similar plan to what Cameron Lee is building here in Oakwood. But the history for Carrollton is definitely there. They were 7-4 a year ago, so they made it too deep into the playoffs. This program is a state runner-up twice. 2014, they lost their only game in the championship against Forreston to tune a 20-15. And in 2021, they made a run, ran into powerhouse Lena Winslow 38-25. That was both under Nick Flowers, so Rodney Flowers, the next in line there. Flowers be blooming here because they got Carson Flowers on the roster. So they opened 0-2 on their season with losses to Brown County, which is a playoff powerhouse, 28-7. Then they lost to Unity Pace in 22-21. That was a 4-5 team this year. So maybe working through some things there, trying to get the ship righted early on. They had close wins over Greenfield Northwestern, a playoff team 13-7, West Central, which snuck in 15-12 before blowing the doors off of Pleasant Hill 51-8, North Green 56-0. A third loss to undefeated Calhoun 41-0 before dumping Beardstown 62-6 and Triopia in week 9 35-12. So that's how they got here. The Oakwood Comets, coached by former Chicago Bear lineman Cameron Lee, fourth season as well. He has an overall record of 19-18. He's over 500 here with this four-game winning streak here late in the season. The Comets had a 5-5 season a year ago. They had a 27-26 squeaker at Moments, followed by thrashings at GRFC 51-8 and Watsika 48-13. They had a rough little patch in the middle of the season. Unbeaten team in Clifton Central 35-21. At that time, Clifton Central was unbeaten. And then the conference champion Westville 63-28 in a game we had here. Then they reeled off four straight victories, starting with a game that we had up in Hoopston area, Armstrong-Potomac, coming together 42-14, and a 48-0 shutout win over Iroquois West, a 28-7 victory over rival Salt Fork for the first ever Salt Kettle, and a big win last week, as we mentioned earlier, 21-13 over BHRA. There's no previous meetings between these two teams, but Carrollton has had some involvement with teams from this area. Win over ALAH in 2019. They've met Tuscola five times in the playoffs, losing each and every time in 06, 07, 10, 16, and 17. They had a win over BHRA in the 2014 playoffs in the third round, 26-21, on their way to the championship game. They had a 2013 win over Fisher, a 2012 win over Sidel Jamaica, which, of course, is part of Salt Fork now, and a loss to Arcola in 2008. So certainly familiar with some of the teams from this area. Going to get acquainted today with the Oakwood Comets.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been, as you were saying, Chad, it's been a long history of good football coming in from Carrollton. And after they had that one tough loss to their conference winner, who was a 9-0 powerhouse team, and then it looked like they kind of righted the ship. So both teams coming into this playoff game on winning streaks, and it looked like Carrollton had a couple kind of dominating wins getting themselves into this playoff game.
Absolutely. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be back with more of your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show, taking a look at the ServPro of Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard up next. Be back in two here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The benefits of getting your holiday shopping done early. The Danville Family YMCA is hosting a holiday craft vendor fair on Saturday, November 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get started on your holiday shopping or decorating your home for the upcoming season. Free entry for shoppers. Contact the Danville Family YMCA for more information on becoming a participating craft vendor by calling 217-442-0563 or by stopping in at 1111 North Vermilion Street to complete a vendor application. The Holiday Craft Vendor Fair, Saturday, November 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Danville Family YMCA.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Looking for work? Looking to hire? The answer is easy. Visit the Vermilion Advantage job board. Vermilion County Health Department is looking for a WIC nutritionist. Owens Corning Danville is looking for a maintenance technician. Dyna Kim is looking for a maintenance worker. And Danville Metal Stamping is looking for an electronics technician. For more information, listings, or to apply online, visit VermilionAdvantage.com and visit the job board or call 217-442-6201. Welcome back to the State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Time to take a look at Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. One game got off the board last night regionally. It was Bishop Mack over over Hersher by a count of 38-14. Today, we've got Salt Fork, Dupo. Last check on that one is a 21-0 lead for Dupo in first quarter action. You have Ottawa Marquette and GCMS going on. I don't think I have an update on that here. Looks like it's, nope, here we go, 7-0 GCMS lead. Tri-Valley taking on Richards today, so Downs Tri-Valley in 2A. They are having to make the long trip up to Chicago for that one there. We have Villa Grove and Hardin Calhoun in a 1:30 kickoff here, just bottom of the hour. This one here, Tuscola and Nokomis at 3, Clifton Central and Knoxville at 6, and 2A, Roa Forsyth's at Chester, BHRA at Pena. And updates on those. Do not have an update on Richards Tri-Valley. Pena leads BHRA 7-6 in quarter number 2. ALAH leads Marshall 20-0. That's in first quarter action. You've got Ridgeview, Lexington, and Sterling Newman Central Catholic going on. That is Do not have an update on that one. Shelbyville and Westville going on over at Memorial. That one getting underway here at the top of the hour as well. 3A, Bloomington Central Catholic and Princeton. That one is a 7-6 lead for Central Catholic. Mount Carmel and Unity at 2. Paris and Monticello at 2. St. Joe Ogden at Benton at 2. And then in 5A, Centennials at Oak Forest. That one I do not have an update on. It is Muhammad Seymour hosting Marion at 2. Kankakee entertaining Lamont at 3 p.m. Eight-man action, Milford Sista Park and Amboy at 2. Metro East Lutheran and St. Anne getting together at 3. So lots of football action here this afternoon. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We will be back with our Latos Hardware game build-up and take a look at what we can expect on the field today. We also have the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program's national anthem coming up here, leading up to the top of the hour kickoff from Marty McFarland Field in Oakwood. It's the Oakwood Comets and the Carrollton Hawks. Back in 2 minutes with more State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
I'm here with Corey Swanson, owner of The Roofing Dog. One of the main things about your company is you don't subcontract out any of your work.
No, we don't hire any outside crews to do our work. I'm personally on every job site along with my son Keenan and our great group of guys. I've always taken great pride when a homeowner puts their trust in me to do their roof. I personally install their roof to make sure everything is perfect.
Roofing projects from large to small, call The Roofing Dog.
Call 355-ROOF. The Roofing
If you're ready for a sneak peek into Christmas, jingle all the way to the Festival of Trees, November 15th through the 19th at the David S. Palmer Arena in Danville. Over 100 dazzling Christmas trees and wreaths light the way to live entertainment and kids' crafts. Fresh cookies from the Gingerbread Bakery and photo memories with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Visit festivaloftreesdanville.com for special events and info. But hurry, just like Santa, it only comes around once a year. festivaloftreesdanville.com.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Will Schell, Chad Baker back with you. Time for the Latos Hardware game build-up. Visit Latos Hardware in Westville for those hard-to-find items. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. Will Schell, you've learned a little bit about these Carrollton Hawks and these Oakwood Comets. Who are we looking at today?
Yeah, so we can go over. You want some of the who's playing?
Let's
today?
Do it.
All right. Yes. Let's go with the visiting Carrollton Hawks first. You got Charlie Stump, number 2, the senior. He plays linebacker and running back. Buddy Holmes, number 4, is a cornerback and also a receiver. Brady Clendenin is a linebacker and a skill position player. Probably see him out at wideout. Their quarterback is Carson Flowers, and he also plays both ways. He's a linebacker for them. Reed Schnettgecki is a safety and running back slash receiver. Eli Rhodes is a senior who is a corner and receiver. He wears 21. On the defensive line, you got number 54, Eli Cox. Their nose tackle is number 58, Gus Powell. Number 60, Levi Mann, is one of their offensive linemen. Brandon Raby is a defensive tackle and offensive tackle. Wyatt Manker is an offensive lineman for him. And Wyatt Ross, number 78, the junior defensive end and offensive lineman, round out the starters for the Carrollton Hawks. And now we'll go to the home team, the Oakwood Comets, the 7-2 Oakwood Comets, who are hosting this playoff game here today. Their quarterback is number 4, the junior Alex Wallace. Two-way starter for him, number 5, Kyler Johnson, plays running back and linebacker. Colin Furry is a wide receiver and defensive back. He wears number 6. Cale Thomas is the Oakwood Comets tight end and linebacker. He wears number 7. Tyler Huckel, number 8, plays defensive back for the Comets. Number 13, Jathan Perez, two-way starter for the Comets. Number 13, Jathan Perez, plays receiver and defensive back. They have a starter in the defensive backfield, number 22, the senior Sailor Harrison. Tall frame DB, number 22, is 6'3", big body defensive back there. And now we'll get into the trenches for the Comets. Number 50, Lane Frickshorn, is an offensive tackle and D lineman. Emmett Grimm is a guard for the Comets. Cooper Lappin, solid linebacker, number 54. He also plays guard on the offensive side. Gage Carrillo is a D lineman and offensive tackle. Their center, number 71, Walker Enos, also plays on the D line for him. And Nathan Young, edge rusher slash linebacker and receiver, number 80, the 6'2 sophomore, looking to find the end zone for the Comets today, catching a ball.
Well, as we continue to last look tail of the tape, this figures to be a competitive game here, Will. And, of course, you heard some great names there. I guarantee you, you will, if we ask you to spell Schnettgecki. the pronunciation, the spelling, not at all close to what we had assumed. In fact, we asked several people before I think we got a final answer. But this figures to be a competitive game passing-wise. You wonder how this Oakwood secondary will come up against a team that is looking for that aerial attack. If you're the Comets, play your game, establish the run game early, and get to the passing attack by the middle of the late first quarter. Oakwood figures to win the size battle, but you're going to need all aspects to make it work here. And it's a Carrollton program. Remember, it's poised to make postseason runs. They've only had one and done once in playoff appearances going back to 2010. So it's a team that has been there before. They know how to get in that mind frame of playing playoff football. They obviously brought the crowd with them here today, and you got to be able to rise above, stay above that. Focus on playing your game. Focus on what you do best, and show them that you're the reason why you're hosting the home game and not them.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about kind of how we might see the game unfold. It looked like, especially even in warm-ups, Carrollton had a lot of spread looks, multiple receivers, probably 3-4 receivers on almost every play. I saw a lot of them trying to get a receiver in motion for jet sweeps or counter plays in the backfield. So you're going to need attentive eyes on defense. And you mentioned, Chad, the defensive backfield for the Comets is probably going to have to step up big today with a bunch of big-bodied, athletic receivers from the Comets. Think about Oakwood on offense. They've been pretty balanced this year. They can run the ball and pass it. Alex Wallace has been very, very careful with the ball. If I'm not mistaken, he only has 2 interceptions for the whole season. Mm-hmm. So that is a solid, smart, sound quarterback play. You definitely don't want to be turning the ball over. And if Oakwood can have a balanced attack, I think that bodes well for them, because that can just help you manage the game a little better if you can win it in the trenches and run the ball. Having big, long, sustained drives can really be helpful, especially in a tight game, which this one looks like it's probably going to be.
We're looking forward to it. Should be a good battle this afternoon. Do want to pass along. Apparently there is an adjusted start time for that St. Joe Ogden-Benton game in Class 3A. Not sure what the details are of that, but, of course, hopefully everybody is safe and traveling down to Benton for that one. This afternoon, we do expect kind of conditions like they are. We'll see maybe the sun. Some clouds going to be in there as well. A high of 53, west wind around 8 miles per hour, gusting to 15, which out here in the field, It can definitely impact. They got a low of 32 tonight, possibility for some freeze. So it's going to be a little on the cool and dreary side here this afternoon. Fall football weather, got to love it. I want to thank you for tuning in to the State Fire Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. We've got the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program bringing us the national anthem next, and then kickoff of your OSF Game of the Week. Oakwood hosting Carrollton. Playoff football is here. You have it here on WITY.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to servprovermilioncounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
Listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week. Presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville. UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood. Latos Hardware in Westville. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The Store in Catlin. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Integrity Vending. State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville. MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville. And ServPro of Vermilion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermilion Valley Football featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville.
Let's go out to the field.
Playoff football in Oakwood. It is the Oakwood Comets. It is the Carrollton Hawks, and it is underway here at Marty McFarland Field. The kickoff went to the 35. This one goes backwards for the Carrollton Hawks after a missed connection on a pass intended for Schnettgecky. I'll be wondering if I'm saying that correctly. But third and a long 10, short 11. Chad Baker, Will Schell with you here. The Carrollton Hawks going left to right, north to south. And Comets defending the field to the south end of the high school here. Purple jerseys, white helmets, white pants. The Hawks, green helmets with silver, kind of almost like a pewter wingspan on their helmets. Pass play connects. And it's going to be a first down pickup of 10.
That might have been an 11-yard game. They marked Stumpf a loss of one.
Oh, that's
and
right.
They are
very
going
good.
Quick here. No huddle.
And it was Clendenin that had the catch reception. They're at the 45.
So that first.
Now that one goes backwards.
Yeah, that was another horizontal pass. They're not, the Hawks aren't going downfield. They're going quick passes short. That one was behind the line of scrimmage and lost about 4 yards.
And that one almost went for a loss there. Stumpf recovers, gets it back up to the 44. He's going to be short of the original line of scrimmage. He'll be third and long. Moving quickly here. No huddle.
Yeah, so Hawks moving quick. They don't huddle. They get the play in from the sideline, and then they just consult their wristband. So they're moving at a high pace here.
Carson Flowers, twins left, twins right. He's 3 for 4 and passing just 11 yards to show for it. Feeling the pressure, goes across the middle. A great job standing in front of it. Coming across is number 54. That is Cooper Lappin.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a fourth and 11 with 9:48 left to go here in the opening frame.
It looks like they're going to leave the offense on. This might be the instance where maybe the quarterback's a talented punter himself. This is a fourth and 11 from the
first time we've seen him in
44 yard line.
They're going to switch out personnel. Flowers is going to come out. Coming in as number 20. That's Carter Randolph.
Saying on that previous play, Emmett Grimm has some real good pressure to force that throw early. Now it looks like they're punting.
Gets a punt off, left-footed punter. Good leg. Jathan Perez back there is going to fall on it at the 17. So five plays and out.
Yeah, so a low kick, but it got a good roll, which is going to give the Comets a lot of field to work with. And a Carrollton Hawk special team defender kind of piled on Perez a little late there, but there was no flag.
So we'll see the Oakwood offense come out. 9:39 left to go. No score. First time in 8 days they will take the field since their victory over BHRA. Led by Alex Wallace with Kyler Johnson to his right side. He's got twins right. Single receiver to the left. First and 10. There's the snap. Hand off to Johnson. Cuts through the middle. It gets forward progress up to the 15.
The 3 yard gain there for Kyler Johnson on this first carry of the game. Pretty good hole created. They're actually going to give him 4 yards on that. Made a little jump cut in the backfield to hit the hole. Almost a little counter action on the run.
And give him a generous 4 for his efforts there. Brings up 2nd and 6. We'll take it. Twins right, single receiver left from the pistol. Wallace claps, receives football, hands Kyler Johnson. Johnson may have brushed the 20.
Hand off to Johnson.
And they're going to put it at the 19.
Almost looked like a little bit of a zone blocking scheme there. They had a good push off to their left, and then Kyler Johnson in the backfield cuts right to where the tackle tried to seal the edge for him. He did not get a ton of yards, but it's going to be another four to make it a third and two.
Lights are on here at Marty McFarland Field. Overcast conditions here at the present. Sun trying to peek through. Third and two from the pistol. The handoff up the middle. Kyler Johnson grinding away. And did he get, they're saying up to the 21. He needs the 22 for the first down.
Yeah, it picks up just 1 yard. First time we see the Comets use the pistol formation today. That run just took a little bit too long to develop, and now they're actually going to say he got the first down. So I don't know if they adjusted the spot late or if they just
this time
had a little better angle.
This time of year, you do get a little more experienced officiating crews, and of course they make sure they come from neutral areas. But I don't recognize any of these gentlemen in the games that I've done this year. So... from the pistol once again, Twins right, single receiver left, Johnson, play action pass, and Jathan Perez absorbs a hit after getting the reception. That was number 21, Eli Rhodes coming in on him. It's going to be a loss. Loss of, looks like, four.
Yeah, it's a receiver screen that trips out there. And a good tackle there by the Hawks defender, number 21, Rhodes, came in and popped Perez hard. He was actually able to break the initial contact, but it slowed him up enough to get him brought down right away.
From the 17, second and 14. A little sweep. Colin Furry gets up. Flag coming in late. Furry gets back to the 19. No score here, 7 minute mark of the first quarter.
Little jet sweep action there for Furry. They send him in motion, and he just takes it right from the quarterback's hands, but he was able to not get any yards.
They're going to wave off the penalty. So it'll be a third and about 12.
They have not passed the ball yet. I know it's early. They've only run a handful of plays. I would imagine here with third and 15 yards to go, we'll see Alex Wallace attempt his first one here. I guess the second one.
Twins right, Twins left from the pistol. Wallace drops back. Feeling the pressure. He has to get rid of it. And Kyler Johnson was not ready as the pressure coming from Carson Flowers there.
Yeah, Flowers came in hot, and he got a good lick on Alex Wallace. That just forced him to try to get it to his check down receiver there in Furry, and no dice, no chance in completing that one.
Young on the punt for the Comets, standing at his six-yard line. Back deep is number two, Charlie Stumpf. He's just on the other side of midfield. Young, a little pooch kick. That is going to be... down at the Oakwood 44. So a 4-6 and out. Six and out for each team here in the early going. Almost halfway through quarter number one, going quick.
Wasn't the best punt, but the punter, I think, gets some credit there for just getting it off. There was a lot of punt pressure. Almost got a block there, so just to get it off was an accomplishment in its own right.
Absolutely. From the shotgun, Flowers, or excuse me, it's a direct snap to Stump. He's up the left side, and he's got some daylight here. He plows over his defender. He goes in for the touchdown. 44 yards for Charlie Stump. Carrollton strikes first with 6:22 left to go, opening quarter.
What a powerful run and a good play call. Direct snap, kind of a wildcat formation. Stump just goes up the left, almost like a sweep play, breaks one tackle, and then about the 10-yard line, he lowers his shoulder and absolutely runs straight through the Comet defender, and that was an easy touchdown run.
I believe that was that Sailor? Sailor Harrison
so, yeah.
He ran into? The snap is down. It's blocked. So no go on Clendenin's extra point. It was 6:22 left in the opening quarter. It's a 6-0 Carrollton lead. We'll break for 30 seconds. Be back for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Stumps 44-yard touchdown run. Clendenin missing the extra point makes it a 6-0 game. That was a one-play 44-yard drive. With 6:22 left to go in the opening quarter, your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on a dreary Saturday afternoon. But at least everybody's getting it, as the majority of your playoff games in the area and the region in that 1 to 3 o'clock start window here. There's the kick. Jathan Perez takes it at the 21, brings it back to the 36, and he is thrown down like a ragdoll. I tell you, we talked a little bit about the size differential here in the pregame, Will, but what they lose in size, they make up in aggression. This Carrollton Hawks, we've seen them come out, and they are just throwing the Comets around out there.
Yeah, that's back-to-back plays by Stump, where he lowers your shoulder on the touchdown run and then has a very physical tackle on that kick return.
Stump is probably the size of the team, 6'3", 200. I mean, he's one of the bigger guys on the team, but very athletic. First and 10 from the 37. Twins right, Twins left. Wallace going to roll out. Dave Send, he's going to be doing a Frank Tarkenton scramble back there. Gets it away to Furry. Furry connects, and he's up to the 48. That's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah, very, very athletic play by Alex Wallace there, as he generally has to juke two defenders in the backfield just to avoid a sack. Like you said, looked like Fran Tarkenton as he chucks it up into the air to his receiver, Colin Furry, who does great staying aware, flagging his quarterback as he's scrambling around, and he came back to the ball. So a good little second play.
He ended up
receiver there by Furry.
Twins right. Offset on the line is Young. The handoff to Johnson. He's up to the 49. Pickup of one. Got a play. He ended up having, it was a 10-yard pass play is what it'll go down in the books, but he had about 25 yards on the pass because of how he scrambled back there. Shades of someone else in purple, back in the purple people eater years. Second and 9. Just shy of midfield here. Single receiver out to each side. Young offset on the line from the pistol. Ball's going to roll around. Play action. Puts it up for Young. Young gets across midfield, up the sideline, and then steps out of bounds on his way there. You can tell he's frustrated, but positive yardage. We'll take it.
Yeah, good pass protection to start that play. The Comets line gave Wallace all the time he needed as he bootlegs out to his right, and then he just hits Nathan Young on a little crosser route, and he was able to pick up about 5 yards. He said, Chad, he thought he could break the tackle and go for a little bit more, but still a nice little chunk play to make it third and manageable here.
Third, three out of four passing for Wallace. Third and 4. Connects with Perez. Perez losing the battle against Stump. And that's going to be a first down. So he gets the 4 that he needs for forward progress. He gets back to equilibrium as far as his yardage goes. You have Stump out there, 6'3", 200, versus Jathan Perez, who is about 5'5", and maybe 130, 140 pounds. And Perez, kind of a Wes Welker type, trying to circumvent against a fullback out there, essentially. Johnson, big run up the middle, up to the 36. It's a pickup of 6. His biggest run of the afternoon thus far.
So that was his best run of the day. Everything looked clean on that. The offensive line quick off the snap. Nice 6-yard gain on first down. That could open up the playbook for Coach Lee here now that it's a second and short.
And that's what you wanted to do. You want to establish that running game. You want to spread out the offense. And you want to get these playmakers spread out on the field for the Hawks here, because if you get them spread out a little more, then they can't double-team you. It's been really kind of the process here in the early going. Johnson gets the run back to the line of scrimmage. No more.
Yeah, something didn't quite look right with that play in the backfield. A lot of running sideways in the backfield before Kyler Johnson hits the hole.
Six carries, 17 yards on the afternoon so far for Johnson. 3.5 left to go, opening quarter, 6-0 Carrollton. Third and 5 from the Carrollton 36 stands the Oakwood Comets. They're going to go twins right. They'll have Young offset the line on the same side. Johnson to the left, and we got a jump on the line.
I think this might be against the Hawks. It is. That's a big penalty. That's probably going to be enough for a first down.
Neutral zone infraction will send the chains forward. And a nice fresh set of downs for the Comets here. A nice shot in the arm here for a team that has struggled here for a couple of plays, looking to get something going.
That's a big penalty. Pre-snap penalty, just jumping into the neutral zone. And to give them a first down on third and 5. I'm sure the Hawks coaches are kicking themselves on that one.
First and 10 from the 31. Inside of 3. Move Cale Thomas to the left side. Young with him, and they'll guard for Johnson as he breaks through. One man to beat, and he is upended by number 21, Eli Rhodes. Great break for Johnson up to the 16. Pick up a 15 on the play, almost nearly doubling his afternoon output just on that one run.
Yeah, electric run there. Before the snap, the Oakwood coaches saw something, and they actually audibilized that play to call the run. It started out of just a power run to the left. Then the hole was created on the right side, and Kyler Johnson hits it with that burst of speed, carries him for that big gain.
Gravy getting worked on over on the Carrollton sideline there. Looks like he got maybe a cramp. Johnson breaks through. He's into the end zone for a touchdown.
There is a flag on the field. We'll have to see if this goes against Oakwood. If it's holding, it'll be coming back. And it is.
It's going to be holding, so that'll erase a 16-yard touchdown for Johnson here. But it's key that Raby, who's getting worked on over there on the sideline, missing meat up the middle for Carrollton here the last couple plays, and that may be the reason Johnson getting a little bit more of a look through the middle of that line. Certainly the Comets know that.
Yeah, losing a starter for Carrollton, that's probably tough because they do not have a huge roster.
Yeah.
So it could become a little more of attrition here.
And especially size.
Yeah.
It looks like he's going to be okay, but he's going to take some plays off here. They'll send Jathan Perez across. Sweep, cut up the middle, and Perez gets across the 20. Up to about the 19. Pickup of 5.
Another little jet sweep action, 5 yards gained by Perez on that play. A nice block by Colin Furry and another nice block by the running back, Kyler Johnson. So some of the skill position guys getting a little physical, cracking some pads.
90 seconds left in the first quarter here. Yep. Perez and Furry out to the right. Cale Thomas, left side of the line. Young on the right side. Offset, he'll go across and join Thomas. Walsh drops back, puts it in for Young. Young gets around the line and can't get around second defender up to about the 14. Pick up a 5 on the play.
Yeah, good play design there. It was a tight end screen. They move Young in motion before the snap. Then he runs outside, then back to the middle, almost like a little whip route. And that gave the interior line of the Comets time to get out and get him some blocking. Young even made Stumpf miss a tackle, which we haven't seen too much of that happen today. So nice athletic play after the catch by Young. Pick up a couple extra yards.
So 3rd and 8. This figures to be the final play of the first quarter. Wallace from the pistol. Drops back and puts it up across. Young had it in his hands, but had Stumpf right there. So far, that number two, Charlie Stumpf, that is the guy you want to avoid on the field. He has laid some hits on there, and he is a man among men out there.
Yeah, he is laying the wood today, both sides of the ball. And Elkwood's going to go for this here.
Fourth and eight from the Carrollton 14. They need eight for the first down, 14 for pay dirt here. Walsh drops back now. Quarterback, keeper, got to tuck it in, get in there, and he's going to have the first down up to the six.
Yeah, refs are looking at the spot. Elkwood believes they have it. From up here, I thought he had it.
He needed...
Yeah, they're going to mark close down.
He got just enough.
Wallace, who doesn't run a lot, he hasn't at least this season, but he did right there when they needed him most. He needed 8 yards. He gets nine, maybe even 8.5.
They're not going to get another playoff here, so they'll move it. Take their time, get downfield, and through one quarter of play here at Marty McFarland Field in Oakwood, it's a 6-0 lead for the Carrollton Hawks. We'll take 1 minute off, be back with more of your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. On WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Start our second quarter action here at Marty McFarland Field. It's a 6-0 Carrollton lead. First and goal for the Oakwood Comets, though, from the 6-yard line. Down to the south end of the field where the wind's whipping around pretty good. Wallace sends Jathan Perez in motion. A little fake flip to him. A handoff to Johnson up the middle. He's going to be about 2 yards out.
Yeah, they did the fake jet sweep. Then there's just a clean handoff to Kyler Johnson. So a little bit of changing up the timing of these run plays to try to keep that Carrollton defense off balance. And I feel like that worked decently there as they move the ball up to the 1 yard line.
They'll give him five. It's a long 1 yard, though, between the one and the two. And nope, quarterback keeper sneaks through. Alex Wallace in for the touchdown.
So quarterback keeper looked like an option play. He faked the pitch, keeps it himself, then cuts up left and walks it in for the 1 yard touchdown run. And now the Comets have a chance to take the lead if they can make the extra point.
Trevor McCall on for the extra point. It's down, it's up, it's good. And it's into the parking lot. The Oakwood Comets take the lead, 7-6, 11-19 left in second quarter action. Back in 30 seconds for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance, life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
Wallace on the one-yard touchdown run. McCall's extra point was good, making it a 7-6 Oakwood Comet lead. And it was a 64-yard drive on 13 plays. It started on their own 36.
And it's been received by Stumpf, and he's going to take it up to about the 37-yard line before he's taken down. So Stumpf has been the man for Carrollton this evening, or this afternoon, pardon me. It's
easy to get lost in the jargon when you're used to playing under lights. We do have lights on here, but we could see everything a lot better.
Yes, we can, yeah.
First and 10, as we have Tripps right, single receiver to the left, Flowers with Stumpf in the backfield to his right. You know, Flowers pretty good size young man as well. As he's going to take it on the quarterback keeper up the right side. And gets tripped up at the 40, pick up a 3.
Got a good tackle out there on the edge. I think Jathan Perez, the defensive back, was able to go in there and stop Flowers.
Flowers 6'2", 200. So you look at their roster, 6'3 is where it caps out. And the heaviest person on the roster is 280. That's a lineman, Wyatt Manker. But everybody else is like 220 and below. This is to the outside here. This is McClendenin, and he gets back to the 41, pickup of 1 through all that.
Yeah, he threw another receiver screen behind the line of scrimmage. The pass even took Clendenin. His momentum was going behind, going backwards. So Clendenin gets some props just to get the ball back to the line of scrimmage, because that really looked like it could have been a disaster. And Clendenin uses athleticism. He actually broke a tackle in the backfield. I think you're saying, Chad, that maybe they're not the absolute biggest team, but the size they have, they use well, and it's paired with their skill position players.
Athletic ability, definitely. The pitch out to Stumpf, and he gets wrapped up by the secondary of linebacking core there. You had Johnson and number 52, that is Emmett Grimm. Getting in on the tackle there. Pickup of 2.
Grimm's had a couple impactful plays on defense here today. And that was really good discipline Oakwood defense on the option. Every defender was kept to their assignment. So when Flowers did pitch the ball, they were all accounted for. And they made a nice clean tackle here, forcing a 4th and 4.
4th and 4, punt attempt on the way. The Stumpf gets the kick off, and it's right at Perez. Perez is going to return it, and he's going to bring it up to the 36. Perez perhaps excited to see that Stumpf was the punter there, knowing that he wasn't going to come down and treat him like a rag doll like he's been in this game.
That was another line drive kick. It almost hit Perez right in the gut, but he fields it cleanly. And then I think a smart return. Didn't try to do anything too cute with it. Hit it and went north and south. Picked up a few yards to give his team a little bit better field position.
So a 3 and out for Carrollton. We've got Oakwood at the 36. Popular spot to start today is in that 35 to 37 range. 4th drive to do that. And we had one that started at the 44 and one that started at the 12 today. So it kind of averages out. So 1st and 10 from the 36. Twins right, single receiver to left. From the pistol, the handoff to Johnson. Up the right side of the line, he gets across the 40. Forward progress, and now he's going to be shoved back. A little late on the call from the whistle of the refs there. As he shoved back about 5 yards, but forward progress got him to the 41.
Yeah, another solid run. Oakwood's being very methodical. They're almost running a pro-style offense here. They're huddling. They're varying up some of their looks, whether it's pistol or straight shotgun. They're running the ball well, and I think that's going to be really important for this team. As we've seen with Stump and some of these athletic skill position players for Carrollton, if you can have these long, sustained drives, you're going to, one, help your defense stay rested, two, just keep the ball out of the hands of someone like Stump, who was able to rattle off a big touchdown run and score very quickly.
Twins right, single receiver to left. We've got timeout on the field for the Oakwood Comets. 8:21 left to go in the half. 7-6. Oakwood leads. Back in 30 seconds with your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
7-6 the lead. Oakwood, 8:21 left to go in the first half. We've got the store halftime show coming up, and we'll take a look at the stats. Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. Catch your financial agent, Dustin Ehler. Halftime adjustments as well. I mean, we've got a good one here this afternoon. From the pistol, second and five. They hand off to Johnson. He gets behind the line there and grinds it out. Does he get one? I think he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, not much more.
Yeah, he got right back to the line of scrimmage.
That seemed like a little bit of a broken play there.
Yeah, the offense, the right side of the line just really had no push. Carrollton's defenders had their way in the backfield when Kyler Johnson met him at the line of scrimmage, and Kyler Johnson just had no room to run anywhere on that play.
So third and five. A little tighter set, everybody in tight. From the pistol, Wallace drops back and connects with Jathan Perez. And Perez up to the 46. That's very close to the first down. And they will move the chains with it.
Yeah, good open field tackle by Rhodes on Perez. Also, very good timing by the Comets. Just your standard out route run very well just to get that route close enough to the sticks for so when Perez turns it upfield, he could just get the first down. He didn't really need a lot of yards after the catch, and he didn't get many because of the clean tackle by Rhodes. But another first down for the Comets as they have been able to have some of these long drives and kind of set the pace for this game. I feel like the Hawks wanted to come out here and go quick, have a high-tempo game. Oakwood's doing a very good job of dictating the tempo of this ball game right now.
Twins right. Perez going to shift around, sweep on the backside there, flag on the play, and Perez is going to have to eat the play back at the 39, but flag. Find out what's going on. It's going to be holding against the Comets, so that's going to be even worse. Would have been a loss of seven.
They might decline this. I mean, would you take second and 17 or first and 20? And, yeah, they're going to decline it. So Perez loses a bunch of yards on that one.
Loses seven. They're going to go with loss of six, so it'll be second and 16. Wallace fighting for his life out there. And connects with Jathan Perez. He goes down, shoestring catch just across midfield up to the 49. That brings up third and short, pickup of 11.
Yeah, Wallace had to scramble for his life on there, just does a good job to even get the ball out. And Perez, again on the scramble drill, comes back to his quarterback, makes a diving catch to make it third and manageable. So we've seen two scramble drills be completions for the Comets here. That's got to give Alex Wallace a little bit of confidence here that he can make some plays even when the original plan goes awry.
Trips left, single receiver to the right from the pistol, third and five. And Wallace going to do a screen. He's going to one-hop it over to Perez. Incomplete pass there. The Hawks on defense, using their speed to, of course, circumvent their loss of size advantage with the Comets. Comets obviously has the size advantage, but Carrollton has gotten into the backfield quite a bit today and created some chaos for this Oakwood offense. So with a fourth down play near midfield, it'll be Nathan Young on the punt. Gets a nice punt off. It's going to be taken at the 20. Flag on the play is stumped. Moves over. I think that was Perez back there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Perez, and I think he found a nice stiff arm.
No, that's not Perez. That's Weston Frazier.
Well, Weston Frazier was greeted with a stiff arm.
Weston Frazier had about as much luck as Perez did against Stump. So.
But the holding is going to be a big call and push the Carrollton Hawks deep into their own territory here as they trail by 1-7-6 with 5:49 here in the half.
They obviously here in the early going have not had their game plan enacted the way that they anticipated against this Oakwood Comets defense. They had a 3-and-out the last drive. They've had a 6-and-out. They did have the one break where Stump took the direct snap up the sideline. But other than that, the Carrollton Hawks have had their struggles here this afternoon. It's been a defensive battle.
It's definitely been a defensive battle. Aside from that one play to Stump, you're right, that their offense has not gelled. I'm not sure they've had, what, 2-3 punts now. Well, this is a big drive for Carrollton to see if they can get their offense going.
From the 16, first and 10, Flowers intercepted by Colin Furry in for the pick six.
What a huge defensive play for the Comets. An excellent job by Colin Furry. Just puts on a clinic on how you jump a pass. They tried to run a little pick route. One of the receivers goes straight. They took Clendenin on an out route. Furry saw it from the jump, read the quarterback's eyes. The second he was throwing the ball, he cuts in front of the receiver, picks it off, and he has no one in front of him as he waltzes his way into the end zone, and a huge touchdown for the Comets as they stretch their lead to 7 with an extra point on the way.
An extra point, very key at this point. Nicole on for it. 5:42 left to go. First half is down, it's up. And McCall makes it an 8-point lead for the Comets. We'll take 30 seconds off, be back for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
It was a pick six by Colin Furrig, taking it from 16 yards out. The extra point by McCall makes it a 14-6 lead. That one's going to go, that kick's going to go out of bounds, so it'll be returned to the 35.
That's not how you want to follow up a pick six by kicking the ball out of bounds, but I still think the Oakwood defense is to be feeling pretty good right now as they've forced a few punts and then they just got a pick six. They've given their team an 8-point lead.
Well, they're going to opt for the re-kick here.
I kind of understand that when you have Stumpf back there and they're going to have to kick it from a little deeper than normal, so I do get that decision.
If you're McCall, maybe now you just do what you can to air it out. Oakwood going to make an adjustment here, try to get the correct amount of guys on the field.
Having 11 on the field is usually helpful. I would recommend that. And I would recommend kicking it away from Stump if you can.
So attempt number two. It's going to spiral down the middle. That's going to go to Clendenin, who bobbles it around. And he gets it up to the 39, so it pays off for him. They get 4 yards out of it. on an afternoon whenever defense has reigned supreme, you'll take everything you can get.
So Clendenin did not field the kick cleanly, and they probably slowed him down a little. He probably could have had a little bit extra yards if he would have gotten that ball cleanly off the bounce.
So they have 5.5 minutes of the half to make some things happen here. First and 10 from the 39. Flowers from the shotgun. Gonna roll to his right, put it up, and he one hops it to his intended target, which is Schnettgucky.
So Carrollton, they definitely have come out with a game plan and this mindset that they're going to be able to throw the ball on Oakwood today. They have not had much success with doing it, and their only big play on offense was a running play to Stumpf. But we'll see if they kind of make an adjustment here later on in this game.
And the handoff on the sweep to Stumpf. He gets around the corner, and he is brought down, number 8, Tyler Huckel, saving a big play. It was not kept a big play from getting bigger. He gets across midfield up to the 48.
Yeah, big gain there for Stumpf, and that's another time where they're going to get him moving pre-snap. Then they hand him the ball, and he's got his momentum going. He was able to turn it upfield.
Pick up a 13 and pass to Schnettgucky. I'm gonna fumble this name all afternoon here.
So Schnettgucky goes, grabs the catch, quick little pitch route
seven
right over the middle. Second and 4. Carrollton's back to their high pace offense here. 4 receivers out to the left. It's a quarterback keeper.
Flowers getting up the middle, and he's going to drag some linemen with him up too close to first down. They're going to wave the markers up. He needed 4, 5, and he got 6.
It's his second quarterback run of the day. This one was a little more effective, is he?
Twins to each side from the shotgun. Stumpf to his right. Now they're going to send Clendenin out to the right. Stumpf gets the carry up the middle. And he's going to be met by a barrage of purple at the 34. Pick up a 3. Stumpf now with 61 rushing yards on 5 attempts. Large chunk of that on that 44-yard touchdown run. 4-minute mark here in the second. It's a 14-6 Comet lead. Flowers drops back, puts it up over the middle. Stumpf wide open, connects, touchdown.
Yeah, that was just all go routes. Every single receiver just running straight down the field. I don't know how you lose track of probably their best player in Stumpf, but he was wide, wide open in an easy pass play for Flowers to get that to Stumpf, who just walks into the end zone untouched. And now there's a timeout called by Carrollton.
We'll call timeout with him. 14-12 pending the extra point attempt. 3:54 left in the half. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discussing the conversion here, the Comets lead by 2. I'm sure that was something that the Hawks were discussing, their 2-point conversion attempt, which they will go for to try to tie this one with 3:54 left to go in the half. Flowers from the shotgun. Stumpf will be offset on the line on the left side. Twins right, single receiver to left. Schnettgucky to the right of Flowers. And Flowers is going to roll right. He's going to go for the pylon. And he connects with Clendenin for the 2-point conversion.
And just a simple spacing route by all the receivers for the Hawks. They all just kind of went to a zone beater spot, and that's exactly what Clendenin did. He just kind of found some grass, parked it there. Flowers rolls out to his right, finds him when he gets open, shoots a little laser beam in there for him, and he was able to reel in the two-point conversion attempt to even this game up. So this is, you know, you get a playoff game and it's tied 14-14 in the second quarter. This is what it's all about, Chad. You got two good teams duking it out here.
They definitely are showing the hunger for this. It was a six-play, 61-yard drive. Flowers to Stump, 32 yards over the middle for the touchdown. Flowers to Clendenin through the air for the two-point conversion. And it is tied at 14. Still an ample amount of time left. 3:54 left to go. Oakwood with the possibility of being able to get a score here. They will. Carrollton kicks to Oakwood to start the second half. There's a kick, and that's going to be taken at the 29. Brought back to the 36, 37 before Jathan Perez shoved out of bounds.
It's a low kick, short kick. It went right over the wedge setter's head. I thought Saylor was the player there. I thought he almost would try and catch that. Instead, he lets it fall just over his head, and Perez had to sprint up there to get the ball that was just sitting there right on the paint of the 30-yard marker. And that was a live ball, so Perez heads up to get up there and grab it before someone from Carrollton could. Could have been a disaster.
First and 10 from the 36. 3:49 left to go in the second quarter. It's tied at 14. Twins right. Johnson to the left of Wallace. First offensive play in a while for the Comets. Now we've got some jumping on the line as Perez was in motion. That's going to come back on the Comets. False start. Offside. Neutral zone infraction. And it's going to be back at the 31 now.
Not how you want to start a drive when you have only 3 minutes, 49 seconds to
each of these
score.
Teams, each of these teams, Will Schell, has struggled to grasp momentum in this contest, and perhaps lucky for the Oakwood Comets that the Hawks have it because they've shown a little bit more ability to make the plays here in the first half. So
yeah, the quick strike, the big play potential seems like it favors Carrollton.
Wallace with the handoff to Johnson up the right side of the line. He pushes his way through, and he's going to drag a defender all the way up to the 43. Pick up a 12. Great run by Kyler Johnson.
What an incredible run by Kyler Johnson. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he just keeps his feet churning. Powerful run by the little running back, Kyler Johnson, and he dragged probably three or four defenders with him. That is some heart hustle and muscle right there.
10 carries, 49 yards on the afternoon for Johnson. Brings up a second and two from the 44. Getting very close. And he's trying to reach out. Looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage.
A good tackle there by Flowers, who's also their quarterback. He came in off the edge quickly and got Johnson down before he could get his steam rolling. And now it'll be third and two. Here's where some clock management matters a little. If you don't get the first down here, you probably want to make sure you use most of the play clock here. There's 19 seconds left on it. Looks like Oakwood just getting out of the snap here.
So they'll stack Young to the right side of the line, offset. Perez and Fury out to the right. Johnson behind Wallace in the pistol. Fake the handoff. Young lets one defender go by, and now he's across midfield. He'll have a first down as he goes out of bounds to stop the clock. Out at the 48. It's a pickup of 8.
Yeah, so it's another receiver screen, another pass that is behind the line of scrimmage, a vertical or a horizontal pass, not going downfield vertically. And that was all Nathan Young's ability there to make defenders miss. He's a big-bodied receiver, and he made two defenders miss, and that is how they got themselves that first down and the big first down for Oakwood, as they still have the ball with 2 minutes to go, and they are driving.
Perez to the left, Fury to the right, Wallace, and a timeout on the field. For the Comets. 1:57 left in the first half, tied at 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Your OSF Game of the Week, presented by OSF Healthcare. Find them online, osfhealthcare.org, presenting urgent care and primary care all the way to cancer and specialized care in Danville and the Vermillion County area. Minute 57 left, tied at 14. First and 10 from the 48 of Carrollton. Wallace gets the snap. He's going to roll out, and he's going to take time and connects with Cale Thomas at the 40.
Great play.
Brings up a second and short.
Great play by Alex Wallace. They did the fake handoff, and then to sell it, he actually had to have his back turned to the route runners. When he turns his back and he sees the defenders, he's got a guy in his face, does a quick little juke step to make a miss, and then he finds his tight end running a crosser route, pick up a big chunk there.
That 5 to 8 yard pass has been there all day for Wallace, as he's only, let's see, he's 9 of 12 passing, only 51 yards, but it's getting it done. Second and two, Perez in motion to the left. A little spin around. Wallace is going to keep it for himself. Go up the middle, up to the 37. Pick up a three.
He got just what he needed there to get the first down. There was a lot of stuff going on in the backfield there. Runner in motion. Fake the handoff to Kyler Johnson, and then it ended up just being a quarterback keeper. Credit to the interior line of the Comets for just pushing ahead forward the defenders to get Wallace enough yardage for the first.
Twins right, twins left from the pistol. Wallace, first and 10 from the 37. Drops back, looks to put it up, then just leads Furry too far out.
Yeah, he's lucky. He was very short with that. Looks like he threw it off of his back foot.
Yeah, he had a
Carrollton defender
right
tracking
there.
That down. So,
number 54, that was Eli Cox. He also had, in the vicinity, as we've said many times, Charlie Stump, who just has a nose for the play. That's that side of the field. If you can avoid him at all costs, you're going to probably do better for a lot better than you would do worse. Second and 10. And puts it right in the hands of Furry. He bobbles it, and then ended up a surprise. Frischkorn there had a bobble with it. So
yeah, we almost got to see a big guy with a reception. But we didn't. It was close. So now we have a little chess match here between
third and 10 at the 37.
Yeah, we'll see what Coach Lee is going to do here. If you throw it incomplete, you probably have to look at punting or going for it.
Well, and the Hawks have been trying to put guys in the backfield all day, so whatever you do, you got to get out of the backfield quickly. There's Johnson up the middle, and he goes up to the 34 to pick up a three.
Yeah, Johnson just falls forward straight ahead. This is where I wonder if Carrollton had a timeout, I would consider taking it, see if they could get the ball back. I'm going to guess Oakwood's going to run this play clock all the way down and then either maybe throw one into the end zone, or if they have a pooch punt in their repertoire, maybe this would be a time for that. Especially if they're getting the ball to start the third quarter. You don't want to do anything stupid. You don't want to give Carrollton the ball with a chance with their big quick strike capabilities. So I think you got to have a pretty cautious play call here.
They're going to call the timeout. Oakwood will with 37.1 seconds left. Coming up in the store halftime show, we'll take a look at the rundown of stats from the first half. We'll get into the Surf Pro Vermillion County scoreboard. Dan Villan, Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. Get it. The Country financial agent, Dustin Ehler. Halftime adjustments. See what's going on throughout the rest of the area as we start to get some sun. The overcast conditions overhead, but breaking up here in the west, so might have a little bit different playing conditions here in the second half. As we'll get a little sunshine out here, maybe a little warmth.
I would not complain.
So 4th and 7 for the Comets as they come out of the timeout.
And they're keeping their offense out there, at least the appearance of their offense. 4th and 7, ball to the 34.
So Fury and Perez out to the near side here on the right. Johnson to the right of Wallace, now Perez. And Wallace is going to screen pass over to Perez. And he's going to get wrapped up at the 38 and brought down. So no yardage on that. Perez has 5 receptions today for a total of 16 yards.
Yeah, so no huge, big gashing offensive passing plays for Oakwood today. They really haven't had any huge, big 20-plus yard plays. All of their offense has been kind of methodical, chunking it out piece by piece. And now we'll see how deep that some of these Oakwood defenders are with only 30 seconds to go in the half.
Flowers going to put it up for Stump on the right side, and Perez giving a little retribution to Stump, taking his legs out from under him.
Yeah, really good tackle there by Perez. He keeps him in bounds, which is going to force Carrollton to use a timeout. So not only did he get the powerful runner Stumpf down, but he does it inbounds and forces them to use their timeout.
We'll take a timeout with him. Tied at 14, 22.7 seconds left in the half. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative, at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
22.7 seconds left in the half. Tied at 14, Carrollton Hawks facing a 2nd and 6 from their 42. You figure they're going to try to work it downfield here. Twins right, Twins left. They got Stumpf in motion out to the near side. Flowers going to drop back. Goes downfield across the middle. Clinton in, fingertips in, just off the fingertips. He was wide open, and he reeled it in. He would have been in likely with no issues.
Yeah, a couple things I noticed pre-snap is I thought Oakwood might have some defenders even further off the ball. They were only about 12 yards off the line of scrimmage, which leaves you a little vulnerable for that deep pass. But even if you only have that 12-yard cushion, you have to know they're running the go route. You have to know that these fast receivers are going to try to get downfield. I can't believe you let someone get behind you like that. So they're going to have to clean that up right here.
Twins right, Twins left. Clinton in the backfield with Flowers. Now he's going to go downfield, going for Schnettgecki. And that was about 2-3 yards out in front of him as Schnettgecki got turned around.
That's a second play in the row now where a receiver running a go route down the middle of the field has been able to blow right past the Oakwood defenders. That's another time they got behind them. So if I'm the Oakwood coaching staff, I'm going to even be even more conservative. I'm playing even further back, and that's what they're doing now. They have 5 defensive backs, incredibly deep, including Jathan Perez now, who's almost looks like a punt returner.
Perez has got to reel up here. And actually, Stumpf is going to punt it away here.
That's an excellent punt. Holy cow.
And he's going to just down it at the five as time expires. Good one here at Marty McFarland Field. It's tied at 14 as we go to the locker room. We've got the store halftime show coming up. All the stats from this first half. Take a look around the area, see what's going on, and we will, of course, take a look at the halftime adjustments, which a lot of those probably in play here as we go to the half with a 14-14 game between the Oakwood Comets Carrollton Hawks. Back in 2 minutes on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
It's Macy's Friends and Family, the best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Straight Talk knows the best holiday gift is simply saying yes.
Yes, you can stay up late.
Sure, more cookies.
Of course we can watch that movie again.
That's why we give you real unlimited data, so you can say yes to all of your family's streaming, scrolling, and sharing. And now at Straight Talk, get another gift worth giving. A free 5G phone with select plans. Because yes is the best gift to give.
Yes!
And receive. Available at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
Welcome to The Store Halftime Show. It is tied at 14 between the Oakwood Comets and the Carrollton Hawks. Alongside Will Schell, Chad Baker back with you. And I tell you, good one here. I had the feeling it was going to be. Carrollton down a little bit this year. They were 6-3, but you knew that the matchup probably would be a little more favorable for the Oakwood Comets here, especially with them not having to travel across the state. And right now it's been a defensive battle. We talked about it a couple times during gameplay that neither of these teams really executing their to the full effect of what they want to do on offense.
Yeah, I think Oakwood's game plan has been solid and sound, and I think they've executed some parts of it really well. I think especially having long rushing drives. Carrollton's got skill position players that can score in a heartbeat. And Stump's done it twice to him already, so I think Coach Lee probably noticed that, probably watching tape, looking at some of the matchups ahead of time, knowing that they needed to sustain drives, and they had a lot of plays. Just they ran a lot of plays in the first half. Nothing explosive, but they stayed on schedule. They were able to move the chains and have long drives. The one touchdown they scored on offense was a long drive. Oakwood's defense, I think, has stepped up pretty well in this first half. They got a pick six. Colin Fury had that pick six, which at the time gave them the lead. They gave up the two touchdowns to Stumpf, who was just an incredible athlete. So that's something they're going to have to take note of. And if I'm Oakwood and if I'm Carrollton, I noticed at the end of the half, the Carrollton wide receivers are able to get downfield and get open. just running go routes because there was only 30 seconds left in the half. If they can do that throughout the entirety of the second half, Oakwood's defense is going to be stretched thin. Those defensive backs are going to have to either play off the ball a little bit more, or they're going to have to create some quick pass rush to get the quarterback throwing, get Flowers throwing it a little bit more quickly, because you're not going to be able to I don't think their defensive backs are going to be able to cover them deep downfield. So you're going to have to create that pressure to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, or you're going to have to play way far off the ball, which will open up some stuff underneath. So we'll see how they play with this chess match here in the second half. But the Carrollton skill position players, I think, might have just the edge speed-wise, and that's something Oakwood's going to have to navigate here in the second half.
Absolutely. So taking a look at the stats for each of these teams, we'll start off with the Oakwood Comets. 10 of 15 passing for 51 yards for Alex Wallace. Spreading that out to Jathan Perez, 5 catches for 16 yards. Nathan Young, 3 receptions for 17 yards. Furria reception for 10. Thomas, a reception for 8. On the ground, Kyler Johnson chipping away, 12 carries, 52 yards. You have Wallace with a 3 carries, 12 yards, and a TD, and Perez, 4 carries for 7 yards. We have over on the other side, Carrollton with surprisingly less stats, 8 for 12 passing for Flowers, 56 yards and a TD, as well as an interception. You had Flowers spreading it out to Stump, 4 receptions for 36 yards and a TD. Clendenin, 3 receptions for 14 yards. Schnettgecki, a reception for 6. Stump on the ground, 5 carries, 61 yards and a TD. Flowers, 2 carries for 9 yards. And going to the play drives here, it was the Hawks striking first, 6-0. Off of a 1-play, 44-yard drive, all of it on the feet and the legs of Stump. 44 yards, Clendenin with the extra point, made it 6-0. The ensuing drive, Oakwood would take 13 plays, go 64 yards. Wallace on the 1-yard touchdown run. McCall's extra point made it 7-6. Couple three and outs. Carrollton would get the ball on their 16. Errant pass ends up in the hands of Colin Furry, who takes it back to the house for a pick 6. McCall's extra point made it 14-6. Then the ensuing drive there, 6-play, 61-yard drive. Flowers to Stump, 32 yards over the middle. Flowers to Clendenin on the right near pylon through the air. Made it 14 all here in the first half. So there again, these teams pretty evenly matched. They've got a couple playmakers apiece. The size of the playmakers has really probably been the differential in this contest. So just kind of see what they can do to stay out of the hands and stay away from Stump and try to keep the ball away from him the best as they possibly can here in the second half. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the halftime adjustments. When we return with your Store Halftime Show, we'll take a look at the Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule, the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ealer halftime adjustments. For your after-game celebrations or just whenever, head to the store in downtown Catlin on the northwest corner of the four-way stop for all times of great times waiting for you at the store. We'll be back with more of your Store Halftime Show in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102. Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Welcome back to the Store post-game show. Try that again. Halftime show. That tells you the afternoon I'm having out here. It is a tie ball game here at the half. Tied at 14. Will Shell, Chad Baker back with you. Let's take a look at the scoreboard here. Perhaps some surprises here. We'll find out. Class 1A football action here. Going in the fourth quarter, DuPo leading Salt Fork 28-7. GCMS leading Ottawa Marquette by a count of 28-6. Tri-Valley making that long trip. Take on Richards. It's Tri-Valley 35, Richards nothing. Hardin-Calhoun putting it to Villa Grove this afternoon, 48-0. That'll be a running clock. Of course, this one tied here at 14. Tuscola-Nokomis just underway. And Clifton Central, Knoxville under the lights tonight up in Clifton. 2A action, Moroa Forsyth leading Chester 20-14. Pena over BHRA, last check 28-14. ALAH leading Marshall 27-8. Sterling Newman, Central Catholic 36, Ridgeview Lexington 8. Westville up on Shelbyville 35-6, just across the county here. 3A, it's Bloomington Central Catholic 41, Princeton 12, Unity shutting down Mount Carmel 35-0. Those dreams of getting back in the snake pit this year for the Mount Carmel squad, not there. You've got Monticello and Paris right now, with Monticello leading the Tigers 20-8. No update on St. Joe Ogden and Benton. I know that they had a delayed start to their contest. Let me see if they've got some updates from that down there. I do not. Oak Forest leading Centennial in 5A 38-6. Muhammad Seymour and Marion also going on. I don't know that I have an update on them, as it were. That would be a good one. Marion coming all the way from Southern Illinois to come up and take on the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs. And see here, we've got Zach Pyatt over there for folks over at News Gazette, and it looks like the 21-7 halftime lead for Muhammad Seymour there. Kankakee and Lamont just underway. No update on Milford System Park and Amboy. That's an eight-man action. St. Anne and Metro East Lutheran just underway. So lots of action there. Surf Pro of Vermilion County and Danville. Vermilion County, call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. We'll have another check of the scoreboard coming up in our UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. But Will Schell, I'm telling you right now, you know, there's it's that time of year, process of elimination. Our scoreboard just gets smaller and smaller each and every time, you know. And this is actually a big scoreboard because we cover a few more teams around this time of year, just to let people know what they can expect and where some of these teams can go if they end up advancing.
Yeah, that's just the nature of playoff football, you know. It shrinks every week by half. It's kind of exciting that there's so many teams that we've been following this year playing football today, and a lot of them have been hosting teams. Westville's hosting, Oakwood's hosting today, so it's just kind of nice.
We got our friends
just for the Vermilion Valley Conference, just to at least for week one of the playoffs have that long scoreboard.
Yeah, Clifton Central hosting a night game. BHRA's not a world away. They're at Pena. Salt Fork had the big trip down to Tupo. So as we shift gears back towards this one here playing out for us, tied at 14, Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler, halftime adjustments. Visit his office in North Main in Fairmount or give him a call, 217-733-2154. We'll be anxiously waiting East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest coming back here in just a few weeks. We've got about a minute left here. What's some of those adjustments each of these teams are talking about?
All right, so if I'm Oakwood, I'm going to offensively kind of keep that same game plan going. I'm going to keep running the ball, trying to have long drives. If I'm Carrollton, I'm doing the exact opposite, especially on that last drive where they had three near misses, touchdowns, when you knew they were going to be throwing it deep and they still got behind the defenders. If I'm Carrollton, I'm thinking about opening up the offense even more, seeing if I can do some more quick strike offense, because that's what's worked for them in the first half.
We'll definitely see some adjustments. Whoever makes the adjustments work for them first, probably going to take advantage of this contest here at Marty McFarland Field, as we still have some more cloud cover starting to roll back in here. We had sunshine here for the most of the half, so halftime show. So let's see if we can get that and maybe cooler, warm things up just a little bit here. Tied at 14 at Marty McFarland Field. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be back for start of third quarter action with the Oakwood Comets and the Carrollton Hawks, tied at 14 in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios. Thanks for tuning in to the Store Halftime Show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show, there for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available, for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
If you're ready for a sneak peek into Christmas, jingle all the way to the Festival of Trees, November 15th through the 19th at the David S. Palmer Arena in Danville. Over 100 dazzling Christmas trees and wreaths light the way to live entertainment and kids' crafts, fresh cookies from the Gingerbread Bakery, and photo memories with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Visit festivaloftreesdanville.com for special events and info. But hurry, just like Santa, it only comes around once a year. festivaloftreesdanville.com.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The sounds of Sandstorm filling the air in the cornfields, western Vermilion County. The Comets await the kickoff from the Carrollton Hawks. With this one tied up at 14, your OSF Game of the Week. Hopes are that we get a few local teams winning. We'd like to have some options next week. But it's looking like, if Oakwood pulls this off, they'll be making the long trip to the Metro East, possibly, barring a late comeback from Salt Fork. That's taken by Tyler Huechel up to the 46.
Yes.
Not the best kick, but
short kick fielded by the up back, and Hukel will happily fall forward to give his team the ball about midfield. Some of the better field position for Oakwood.
In fact, it is the best field position from either team today, beating the drive that Carrollton had starting at the 44.
Yeah, we'll see how Oakwood attacks this here. I noticed they really ran the ball a lot with Kyler Johnson. He didn't have any huge runs. I think his biggest run was maybe 15 yards. But he didn't lose many either, so they're at least falling forward.
Twins right, single receiver to left. Young in motion across the back of the line. Johnson with the handoff up to midfield.
Well, just like in the first half, just a straight power run play. And it works for 5 yards on first down. If you do that every time, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
We have not stated how good of a crowd it is today. Well, of course, Carrollton represented well. Oakwood representing very well. But you have the mobile home, or the trailer. the mobile unit to the south here as we have jumping on the line. Carrollton. Neutral zone infraction.
There are fire pits going, grills going. The camper is set up.
I don't see too many campers at high school football games. They brought out the tailgating. Of course, the crew with the local first responders across the way, they've got lights going. And not the big lights, but they do have some
just
lights.
Just a little flashers, yeah. Hawks went off sides there, so now it's about second down and an inch.
So, from the pistol, Wallace, single receiver to each side, almost jumped again. Johnson, and I don't know that he's got enough. We'll find out.
They're gonna
wave him on. They say he got the couple feet there. 14 carries, 58 yards for Kyler Johnson on the afternoon.
Yeah,
and he's due. He's due. They need to open up the running game here in the second half. They may be able to turn him loose, get him to the outside. If I'm them, I'm sending him to whatever side Stumpf is not at.
Yeah, they've run the ball between the tackles fine. They're getting enough to move the chains. And now
some frustration there as both 58 and 68. That's Gus Powell and Brandon Raby, who's back into the game. They're right on top of the ball. They're hearing that hard count.
And they keep falling for it. They almost jumped on the previous play, but they got back.
Two out of the last three plays.
Yeah, it's two of the last three, and almost three out of three. They were able to get back out of the neutral zone before the ball was snapped, so that is something I'm sure that's driving the Carrollton coaching staff up a wall. You just can't do that. Especially on the D line, you can see the ball.
Twins right, single receiver to the left, and
false start here.
This one now going back on the Comets. So, the flags are so far winning the battle of field position here in the second half. We've got just 2 minutes, 4 seconds off the clock, and a lot of posturing and repositioning due to the men in the stripes.
And one thing I noticed in the first half is Carrollton is a physical, borderline, playing chippy football. We'll see if some of those if the game stays close and if we see some penalties, we'll see if Carrollton can maintain their composure.
So first and 10, appropriately, the original line of scrimmage for this set of downs. Hand off to Johnson. He breaks through on the first line of defense, and then he pushes along with, I believe that's Grimm, against three Hawks defenders, including Flowers in there, gets him up to the 41. It's a pickup of a hard-fought three.
Yeah, Johnson is earning every yard he's gotten today. Nothing has come easy. But he just keeps falling forward. He just keeps piling up positive yards.
We see Drake Roberts come into the game for Cale Thomas, so maybe a little bit different set here. You got Fury and Young to the near side, Perez to the far side. He's going to be set in motion. And Wallace going to roll out to his right, gets it away, and just over the head of Clendenin, who is going to looking to try to do a one-handed interception intended for Perez. Corey was in the area as well.
Yeah, Carrollton brought the heat there. I think they sent six defenders on a blitz, and Wallace just had to scramble for his life just to get that ball out of his hands and avoid the sack.
Wallace's last four passes have been 1 for 4 for 0 yards. So the one he got didn't really help either. Third and 7. 8:40 left in the third quarter. Wallace is going to do a screen pass over to Jathan Perez. Perez, spin move, gets out of one, and then coming in and just barreling over Perez with Stumpf.
So they, yeah, Stumpf.
He came in like a missile.
Absolutely lit him up from all the way across from the other side of the field. So he had all of his momentum to get that tackle.
Perez is probably going to have to get a tattoo removal kit after as much as Stumpf has just laid into him today.
And that was not enough for the first down, but it was just, at least it was a positive pass play for Alex Wallace. Maybe that can spark him on their next drive.
There's the punt. Young gets it off. Takes a nice Oakwood bounce. That's going to be down at just almost touching the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it's a low punt, but the low punts are working because they're not able to field it. And it's going to roll out all the way down to the 5-yard line. So now Carrollton's going to have a 95-yard field in front of them to see if they can take the lead here in the third quarter. Oakwood held the ball there for about, what, 5 minutes, but or 4 minutes. Barely moved the ball much.
The handoff to Stumpf up the middle. He plows through. He's up about the 7.
Yeah, not well, much
only ended
there
up having 5 plays on that drive.
Yeah. 2-yard gain for Stumpf.
There was about 4 or 5 penalties on that drive as well.
Carrollton's got 5 wide receivers here, deep in their own territory.
Flowers claps, drops back, puts it up, connects with Clendenin. And he is all the way out to the 27, 28-yard line. It's a pickup of
14.
21. A little pitch out to Stumpf. Stumpf gets wrapped up. This time it's number 8, Tyler Huechel.
Huechel, a great open field tackle because Stumpf had a head of steam going, and if Huechel doesn't make that play, Stump's going to be running for a while.
The Hawks are starting to warm up here. 2nd and 2. Flowers going to put it up. Connects with Schnettgecki. Schnettgecki up the sideline and tiptoes out of bounds just across midfield.
So now
right at midfield. So the Hawks are starting to move in the direction that the Comets do not want them to move in.
Yeah, and they're doing it pretty quickly as well.
Up the middle.
Yes.
Quarterback Flowers gets a run of 7.
Yeah, now they're picking up chunks of yards quickly here.
And in big amounts.
This is probably not what the Comets want. Their defense is looking like a little bit like they're on skates, just getting blown backwards here every time the ball is snapped.
The snap, rolling to the right. Flowers comes up the middle, up to the 39. He'll have the first down. It's a pickup of 4. And not only that, keeping that clock running there, Will.
Yeah, this has been Carrollton's best drive of this game. They've had the two touchdown plays, but they were just big plays. This is the first time they've really established a drive, moved the chains on a couple different times.
Flowers, and intercepted again! Colin Furry through the hands of Clendenin. He brings it back to the 35. Oakwood with the big play when they needed it.
Yeah, just when we were saying Oakwood's defense looking like it's on skates, they get the break that they needed. Beautifully thrown ball by Flowers. Clendenin just couldn't reel it in. It was over his head, but a catch he probably should have made. Slips through his hands and right into Colin Furry's arms for his second interception of the day, and he gets a nice return on it too, taking it all the way to the 35. And now the Comets, when they were looking like they were in trouble, are back in business.
Furry looking for the chain at the end of the game here. He lines up, single receiver out to the left, Perez and Young on the left side. There's Johnson up the middle, cuts back across the 30 up to about the 28, pick up a 7, and so all of a sudden, the momentum shift coming back Oakwood's direction here.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge interception by Colin Furry. And then offense feeling it, building off the good vibes there. It's Kyler Johnson able to pick up a nice gain on first down. Be interesting to see if they just keep it simple and try and move the chains here right on this play, or if they take a shot downfield.
We've got Perez coming across in the sweep. The handoff to Johnson up the middle. And there, Shrimp. Stump.
Yeah, Charlie Stump, another hard hit. But Kyler Johnson, with that running play up to the right side of the field, worked again beautifully.
Picked up 5 more yards. He's at 73 on the afternoon.
Oakwood's run this play a few times where they get Jason Perez in motion. I think it's drawing some of the linebackers' eyes as he's going to his left, and then they hand it off to Kyler Johnson to the right, and it's been working well for the Comets today.
Nearing the 4-minute mark in the third, first and 10 from the 23. The handoff on the delay there for Johnson. And quartet of white jerseys coming through the line.
Yeah, didn't get too many yards on that one, if anything. He actually might have
lost a yard.
They had the tight end, Cale Thomas, kind of pulling, tried to get a big block, and he hit it, but it wasn't the defender that they needed to have blocked before Johnson was hit in the backfield.
Second and 11. From the 24, inside 3.5 here in the third, tied at 14. Oakwood within striking distance, though. Perez in the sweep, turn around back. Wallace going to roll out, looking to put it up, and connects with Furry. Did he get feet down? They did. So I'll bring up a third and short.
Now Furry had to come back to get that, but a great catch by Furry as he high points it in the air and is able to get 1 foot down before he goes out of bounds.
Pickup of 7. It's third and 4.
So Furry hauls in his second pass of the day. Is as many receptions as he does interceptions.
Wallace claps twice, gets the football. Johnson up the middle. Just keeps plowing.
Yeah,
he's going to be close to a first down.
Oakwood's really running it right up the middle, and I'll tell you what, their center is a big dude. Walker Enos is 6'1", 310 pounds, and the Comets know they have that size advantage, and I think that's maybe why they keep using Kyler Johnson right up the middle, because they know they can at least get behind that big center and get a couple yards every time.
So first and 10 from the 12, 2 minutes left here in third quarter action. Take a receiver out to each side. Young offset on the left side of the line. The snap, the handoff. This is Huechel up the middle, and a flag in the backfield.
It's going to be holding against the Comets. That's going to be a costly penalty. pushing back 10 yards when you're in the red zone. That is not what you want to do.
So back to the 22 it goes. So first and 20. And at 47 left.
So they can get the ball. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown. They can get it to the 2 yard line and move the chains.
Trips left, single receiver to the right, Drake Roberts. Haven't called his number yet today. Wallace looking to go corner for Perez. And in there to bat it away. Great play by Buddy Holmes for the Hawks. A little bit of a size differential, but not much. Holmes 5'10". Perez using athleticism to get up there.
Yeah, good pass protection. Wallace had all day in the backfield to get that ball off. It was a good ball. Got it up to the high point. Perez uses his leaping ability to even break it apart because Buddy was right there to make that play, and that was almost where the receiver has to become the defender.
Second and 20. Wallace puts it up right there in the middle. Nathan Young has a little room to roam, and he's up to the 20 and up to the 15. Pick up a 7 on the play.
Another tight end slash receiver screen. Comets have executed those fairly well today. They let those D linemen come in without even putting any hands on them. Looks like they have a free rush at the quarterback. Wallace stays composed, lobs it over the defender's heads to Young, and Young was able to pick up a few, but it's going to be still third and 16.
Brings up third and 16 here. Timeout on the field. And Carrollton's going to talk about it with 40.7 seconds left. Tied at 14, facing a third and 14 coming up. We'll take timeout with them. Be back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Welcome back. So apparently the play-by-play guy's got a good hand, one-handed catch. Maybe we can send that out there. Just caught the shirt. I didn't want to rob the gentleman whose rifle shirt it was here underneath me here. So
that's a good catch, though.
So third and 14. Wallace in trouble, puts it up, and connects with Perez with the arm by it was Stump's arm right in the way, too. It was conflicted, but Perez reaches underneath his arm, gets it, reels it in. Brings up fourth and 9. It's not enough yardage. It's a pickup of 7, though.
Yeah, Perez is a little crosser out. Wallace, who was, again, under some pressure, able to complete it, making the throw off of his back foot.
And that's going to do it for third quarter action here at Marty McFarland Field. 12 more minutes of regulation. It's tied at 14. We've got a 4th and 9 from the 10 of Carrollton coming up for Oakwood. We'll be back in 60 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, online at WITYradio.com.
Fourth and 9 from the 10-yard line. 9 to get a first down, 10 to get a touchdown here. Wallace drops back, puts it up, stretching out. Perez does not get it. Had to come up with a miraculous catch to do so. And it's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, Perez just runs an out route right at the sticks, maybe on the goal line. Pass was low, but that's a spot where it couldn't be intercepted. But on fourth down, maybe you want to maybe risk the interception a little more because they're going to get the ball back anyways. And that put Perez in a very tough shot to make the catch, which he couldn't. Didn't.
We've got an injury timeout on the field. Hawks player down. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Tied at 14. 11:54 left in regulation. Direct snap to Stumpf. It's going to come up the near side of the field. And he is not going to get around Colin Fury. He gets up to the 15, though. It's a pickup of 5.
Really excellent play by Fury there on the outside. Fury is out on his own as a cornerback, fending off a block, but he keeps his outside leverage to keep Stump from going, getting the corner, and having that free run up the sideline. So while Stump gains 5 yards, I'm still seeing an excellent play by Colin Fury, who's had an outstanding game on the defensive side today. 2 interceptions and a couple huge tackles.
Trips left, Twins right. We'll send Clendenin in motion to the right side. He'll get the screen pass there, and he'll have his legs taken out from under him by Jathan Perez. After the catch.
Not sure if he gained any yards. Maybe got it back to the line of scrimmage. Clendenin going in motion. And an excellent tackle by the smaller body Jathan Perez as he just shoots his ankles and just wraps him up enough to get Clendenin down quickly.
Third and 5 from the 15. And it's been a defensive battle all day. Oakwood can reach in their bag of tricks and get another big one here. That would be maybe a game changer. Flowers. Quarterback keeper on the right side. Trying to work the option, but picks up 2.
Yeah, Flowers didn't get too many yards there. Makes it 4th and 3, deep in their own territory. We'll see if they punt or go for it.
Stumpf is going to go back.
Something didn't quite seem right for Carrollton on that third down play. They normally get the play in quick, and they have to snap that ball with 1 second on the play clock. So I'm wondering if there was a communication error.
Well, and they just did lose a guy to injury. So high snap. Stump almost had it blocked by Cale Thomas. And no fair catch. Jason Perez not going to go anywhere near it, and it's going to be downed at the 33. So three and out for Carrollton deep in Oakwood territory, trying to get it away.
The Oakwood defense has really stepped up in big-time situations today. The two interceptions, that three and out, after you just had a big drive on offense, gets it all the way down to the red zone, and they come up with nothing there. That could be a big momentum flipper. That could really be tough for your team if they were to give up points on that drive, and instead they shut them down, three and out them.
Well, we talked about it during halftime, and even late in the first half, we have each team that has had the opportunities to really take momentum and run with it, but has failed to do so here. And that's what's kept this a tie game, 14-14, and kept us all on the side of our chair here. Hand off to Fury at the right side. And he got up to the 35 before the big push. And what the Hawks have done great on defense today is they have just banded together and pushed players back.
Well, Oakwood has not been able to get any big plays. Any time their offense has done anything, it's been just grinded out, hard-earned yards.
Hawks have been in the backfield during running plays. They've been in the backfield during passing plays. And it's to the point where the Comets might have to reach in the bag of tricks here. Perez in motion. It's going to be the handoff to Johnson up the middle to the 39. Pick up a four.
Number five, Johnson. Well, another run between the tackles. They're not doing anything on the outside edges. And they have gone on the outside edge. It's been a horizontal pass, a screen pass, a receiver screen pass.
And can you blame them? You got Stumpf back there who's just waiting to become a missile and looking to spear somebody.
Yeah, he's been wrecking havoc all day.
He is, and when I say that, I mean that in the most WWE of technical terms there. He launches himself at the ball carrier. Here's Johnson. Stumpf trying to do that. We see a suplex there.
Yeah, that was a WWE-style tackle if you've ever seen one. Oakwood fans wanting a penalty on that.
That is Landon Grafford breaking through.
Yeah. And the hometown fans wanted an unnecessary roughness.
They got him back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more.
Oh, another fourth down here. And it's looking like another punt.
Young back to punt. And it's blocked. Flowers came in on it. And they're going to pick it up. Clendenin is down in red zone territory.
Yeah, so Flowers, the quarterback, linebacker, and now special teams extraordinaire blocks a punt. And then he has a heads-up play to block one of the Oakwood defenders and lets Clendenin pick the ball up. So an unselfish play after the punt block by Clendenin, or by Flowers, to allow Clendenin to return it all the way down to the one-yard line.
They had been taking notes, I'm sure, in this game, looking at that special teams. They've seen the punt before. They know Young drops it low for that punt attempt. First and goal from the one. The handoff to Stumpf, and he's going to plow in for the touchdown.
Well, Stumpf gets his third touchdown of the day, his second rushing touchdown. And that will give the Carrollton Hawks a 20-14 lead here with 7:22 to go in the fourth quarter.
And stunned silence over here on the Oakwood side. On for the extra point is Clendenin. Bad snap, but they correct it. He kicks it in for the extra point. 7:22 left in regulation. The Hawks break the tie. They go up 21-14 on the Oakwood Comets. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back for kickoff. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Juhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Juhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Juhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Flowers blocked the punt and downed it back at the one. It was a one-play, one-yard drive, and it was Charlie Stump taking it in for his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. His third overall, 77 yards rushing, 36 yards in reception yards, and, of course, been a monster on defense. Charlie Stump has been the difference maker in this contest. The Hawks leading 21-14, 7:22 left. The Comets in adversity. They need to come back from it. Clendenin with the kickoff. Furry taking it at the 20, or at the 17. He comes through. He's got an opening. He cuts through up to across midfield, down at the 46.
Well, that's how the Comets deal with adversity. They get a monster kick return from Colin Furry, who's been their standout player of the day. He's done it mostly on defense and special teams. Furry with a big kick return there to spring some life back into the Comets after they just relinquished or give up a lead here with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the last time we have seen Oakwood answer a scoring drive by Carrollton, we'll see if they can do it again here in the fourth.
Twins left, Young off the line on the right side. He'll sashay across, and he'll take the screen pass over the left side of the field, and he'll get a first down out of it.
A nice play there by Young, just to go slowly in motion from his right to left. And then Wallace, just a simple pass. Just get it right out to Young in space, and then Young able to do something after the catch, pick up about 14 yards.
Inside of 7 minutes.
So after you give up a touchdown, you get a big kick return and then a first down. That's exactly what you'd want to see if you're a Comet.
Trips right, single receiver to left. Wallace with the handoff to Johnson. Scoots away and gets positive yardage up to the 27.
Yeah,
pick up
big,
seven.
Big run there for Johnson. Flowers is in the backfield, had him wrapped up by the shoelaces, but Johnson is able to break the tackle and mull forward and ends up getting a very nice gain of seven.
Second and three. Clock continues to roll. Single receiver out to each side. Young off the set on the left side of the line. Hand off to Johnson. Flag coming in out of the backfield. As he pushes across, this one's going to be coming back.
Tyler Johnson on the carry. Flag thrown.
That's another holding call against the Comets. This is their third or fourth hold, and that has been very costly for them. These are 10-yard penalties. It's going to push them back behind the sticks. And the way the Oakwood's offense has been today is it's not been big plays. It's been getting that 3 yards in the cloud of dust. So when you get pushed behind the chains because of penalties, that's really hurting Oakwood in the way they've been able to move the ball today.
Back at the 37, the second and 13. Perez in motion. And Wallace is going to roll to his right, looking to go downfield, and connects with Furry at the 26. Good pickup there. Pickup of 16.
Got a good little deep hitch route, about 15 yards into the route. Furry then snaps it back and comes running back towards his quarterback.
Check that. I was incorrect on that, so it'd be 13. Now I'm having doubts. Okay, where was that at? So that, no, pick up a 10.
It was about 10-yard game.
I tell you, yeah. The scoreboard operators have been a little off on this today. So 10 yards to Fury. 96 yards passing on the afternoon for Wallace here unofficially.
Oh, and there's another false start. So another.
That one on Frischkorn there. Excuse me, on Grimm. Grimm had moved, and there was a couple of guys on the in the far side of the line for the Hawks. So a loss of five back at the 32. So third and about eight.
So now we're under 5 minutes in the game. You're down by seven if you're the Comets. And ball on the 32. Obviously, they'd love to get the first down on this play, but this also is probably four down territory.
They also need to get out of their heads here. They've had some costly penalties here. We've got Twins right, Twins left. Huechel in the backfield with Wallace. He's going to find Perez. He connects. A little misdirection across the 30 and then goes out of bounds. Out at the 29, pick up a three.
Perez makes one defender miss. Huechel's going to leave the game with Kyler Johnson coming back in. And we're going to have a fourth and five.
Big play here. This could be the game.
Yeah, this is a huge, huge play in the game. Oakwood has their timeout, so if they don't get the first down here, they would still be able to stop them and get the ball back. But you don't want to squander this opportunity, and they use 3 minutes of clock time here.
Twins right, Twins left. Ball's going to roll to his right. Puts it up. Did he stay in? No.
Wow, a great effort by the receiver out there, number 15.
That's Drake Roberts.
Drake Roberts, who makes a leaping effort right on the sideline and just couldn't get his foot in bound. The pass probably sailed on Wallace just a smidge. If that was down a little bit more, I think he probably has Roberts on that one. So that'll be another turnover on downs for Oakwood. Chad, that's the second time they've had a pretty good drive stall out where they've got no points on it despite being able to move the ball, and that's just a killer.
So brings up first and 10. And if you're the Hawks, you're looking to drain clock. So, and you got a good opportunity for a good couple players to do that in Stumpf and Flowers. Stumpf tried to go inside. Nice little clip at the backside there by Fury to bring Stumpf down. He gets it back to the line of scrimmage. So second and 10.
Yeah, now Carrollton's really using the clock when they were moving so quick before. They're finally in the position where they should chew some clock up, and they are doing that right
Twins
here.
Twins left. They'll send Clendenin into motion. Stumpf on the offset there. They're looking to go downfield, and they connect, and he loses it. He loses it. It's down. It's recovered by Oakwood. Mental mistake. Eli Rhodes, all he had to do was take it and go down with it.
Yeah, it was a deep pass completion. Eli Rhodes is running towards the end zone about the 20-yard line, and another absolutely huge play by the Oakwood defense to cause a turnover when they needed it the absolute most. 3:19 to go, down by seven. Could have been a two-score game. Instead, the Comets get the ball back.
It was a 49-yard pass play. And then the fumble at the end. And he did the best thing he could do was try to defend to get one of his guys back up there, one of his teammates, but it just didn't work out. So first and 10 from the 17, dropping back. And Wallace airs it out, and that's intercepted. He redeems himself by coming in with the interception.
What a turn of events. Sudden change after sudden change. Alex Wallace was scrambling for his life in the backfield, throws it all the way across his body, across the field, and it falls into Rhodes' hands. And like you said, Chad, he redeems himself after that costly fumble, and now they'll get the ball back just about where he initially got hit.
So first and 10 from the 26. Stump getting the direct snap, and he's going to run up the middle. And he's going to get up to the 22, pick up a 4.
Here's where Carrollton can take as much time as they want. I don't expect any flashy plays from Carrollton here. Oakwood's going to have to look into some timeouts.
Well, and there's a penchant for losing the football this afternoon. So if you're Oakwood, you're looking to see where you can find that vulnerability here in the time that Carrollton has the ball on offense. We've seen a couple of interceptions today. We've seen the fumble. Stomp with the direct snap again. He's going up the left side of the line. He gets up to the 21, pickup of 1.
Yeah, good tackle there by Oakwood's linebacker, Cooper Lappin.
And then you're going to get the timeout from Oakwood with 2:12 left to go. Down by a touchdown. 21-14, Carrollton back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Plan A, plan B.
Yeah.
Facing a 3rd and 5 here for Carrollton. Timeout by Oakwood with 2:12 left in regulation. It's 21-14, Carrollton in the lead. Big 5 yards they're going to try for here. Oakwood needs a stop, and they need some offense to get him back downfield. And a very, very short amount of time to do that in.
Yeah, if Carrollton get a first down here, they can ice the game. So this is a must stop here for the Oakwood defenders.
Flowers back in. He's going to send Stump to the outside, going quartet to the right, and he's going to connect. And there's your first down.
And that might ice it. A really nice slant in route play for Carrollton to get the first down when they needed it most.
Rhodes gets his redemption there, and it's up from the 21 to the 12, pickup of 9. So first and 10 from the 12. Stump up the middle up to maybe the 11.
Number 2, Stump on the carry. Timeout called by the Comets.
Timeout called by the Comets with a minute 27 left. This is their second. We'll be back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, with Carrollton leading 21-14 here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
1 minute, 27 seconds left in regulation. The Hawks set at the 12-yard line of Oakwood. They are facing a 2nd and 10. got Flowers and Stumpf in the backfield. Twins left, single receiver to the right's Clendenin. He's going to move to the outside. Excuse me, it was a Twins left. Now it's Tripp's left. Flowers up the middle, and he's through for the touchdown. Flag on the play. I believe got thrown in there. It's going to be holding against Carrollton, so that will come back. So now it will be a third and 20. 21-yard line. So second and 20 from the 21. Minute 22 left. Trips left, Twins right. They'll send Stumpf in motion. They're going to give him the handoff. Reverse, Clendenin out the right side. And Clendenin's going to go in for the touchdown. The exclamation point. 21 yards for Clendenin on his first carry of the day. To go with 35 receiving yards. On for the extra point is Clendenin. It's down, it's up, and it is good. 74 seconds left in regulation. The Hawks of Carrollton looking to come in and have a happy bus ride home. They are 74 seconds away from it. Can the Comets make something happen in that time? We'll find out. After this, we will have the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Take a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard. State Farm agent Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game. There's been a few bosses out there today. We'll get a look around the area here. As the sun finally peeking out, unabated by the clouds, bringing a little sense of warmth here. But the Comets need a couple big plays here, and they're going to need help. They have had their struggles against this Hawks defense this afternoon. We knew they were going to be a good ball club coming in, good program. You don't have the success that they've had as a program. Without having some things in place, and even though they've had their struggles this year, they have found a way to make it work today. A little pooch kick. Furry comes up with it at the 25. Furry gets it out to the 41.
Number six, Colin Furry on the return.
A minute nine left. Oakwood used two of their three timeouts, so they just have the one left.
Gets the ball out to the count at 41-yard line, first and 10.
At this point, you kind of throw out the playbook and try to figure out what can you do to get maximize your opportunities out here. Well, go Twins right, Twins left. From the pistol, Wallace sends Perez out to the far side. So Trips left, and he throws behind Young.
Incomplete pass on the play. Got to bring up second and 10.
Incomplete. The ability to gain big yardage this afternoon has not been a strength of the Comets. as they have chipped away both on the running game and on the passing game. Twins left, Twins right. Wallace drops back across the middle and through the fingertips of Furry.
Incomplete pass on the play, brings up third down.
They've had their opportunities. That Carrollton defense has stood strong. It's been a menagerie of things. A couple of penalties at key times. A couple defensive plays. And it's been the Oakwood defense that surprisingly have kept them into the contest for as long as they have. Thanks to Furry. This pair of interceptions. That one incomplete to Perez. And fourth and 10 coming up from the 41. We're going to go trips right. Young, the lone receiver to the left. Wallace, Johnson behind him. Wallace puts it up and too far out in front of Perez as he got hit in the arm as he was releasing. So turnover on downs. And the Carrollton Hawks will survive the Oakwood Comets here this afternoon as they will bring out victory formation. They take the victory snap, set the clock in motion. And they may have to do one more for good measure here. There it is. The Carrollton Hawks will move to 7-4. The Oakwood Comets will end their season at... Excuse me, it'll be 7-3 for the Carrollton Hawks. And the Oakwood Comets will end their season at 7-3. With a 28-14 win this afternoon here at Marty McFarland Field, we've got the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up, along with a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard. Ross's boss of the game, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb, coming up as well. We'll take 2 minutes off and be back for that here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. And Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics Postgame Show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHAS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHAS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
Well, it's a final from Marty McFarland Field. And the Carrollton Hawks are victorious this afternoon. All their fans out on the field circling and celebrating their team in victory this afternoon. 28-14 over the Oakwood Comets. It was a close game, good defensive battle. Comets played very, very well, inspiring football. But it was a couple of plays going the way of the Hawks, a couple of penalties going away from the Comets. And the momentum, when it was seized, when it was finally seized, it was Carrollton late in the game pulling it away and zapping any hope that the Comets had to get back into it. 28-14, your final here. Let's take a look at the numbers here. Or let's take a look at the scoring drives for sure. So it started off the scoring of the day with Stumpf with a 44-yard touchdown run. Clendenin's extra point was no good. It was 6-0 Carrollton. Oakwood came back with a 1-yard run from Wallace. McCall's extra point was good. It was 7-6 at that point. Furry had a pick six of Flowers to score the Oakwood second touchdown. McCall's extra point made it 14-6. And it was all Carrollton after that. It was 14-14 after the Flowers to Stumpf 32-yard touchdown reception. Flowers to Clendenin for the two-point conversion there. That was a tie at the half. It would go all the way to late in the fourth quarter. Stumpf on the 1-yard touchdown run. This was after the block punt of Young. And the recovery all the way back at the 1-yard line. It gave him a first and goal from the one. Stumpf went in for the touchdown, making it 21-14. Then time started winding down here late in the fourth quarter. It was Clendenin on a 21-yard touchdown run on the reverse that put it away. He would get the extra point on the kick, making it 28-14. Or the victorious Carrollton Hawks going to 7-3 on the season. Carson Flowers, and these are unofficial stats, 13 for 18 passing, 151 yards, a touchdown, two interceptions. He spread it out to Charlie Stumpf, to Clendenin, to Rhodes, and to Schnettgecky. I have that right? Schnettgecky. You had Rhodes, two receptions for 68 yards. You had Clendenin, 5 for 35 yards. Charlie Stumpf, 4 for 36 yards and a TD. And Schnettgecky, two receptions for 22 yards. On the ground, Charlie Stumpf, 13 carries, 82 yards, two TDs. And you had Carson Flowers with 5 carries for 22 yards. Clendenin, a carry for 21 yards on the tee and a TD for the game. And, of course, Charlie Stumpf with his 82 yards rushing, his 36 yards receiving, total of 118 yards of total offense on the afternoon. And his defensive play this afternoon just absolutely laying hits left and right on Oakwood Comets. As I mentioned, Jathan Perez probably going to have some nightmares and definitely not some film footage that he wants to see. He's probably going to burn any copies of that come his direction. Charlie Stumpf making it your Ross's boss of the game. And we always hate to see the chain go away from the county, but I tell you, he was the difference maker this afternoon. And he is going to be the winner of the Ross's boss of the game. Courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. Insurance, have you had a loss? Call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. And if anybody had boss play this afternoon, it was definitely Charlie Stumpf. Number two is going to be haunting the dreams of a lot of folks here, not just in Oakwood, but possibly for the rest of Carrollton's run here in the IHSA playoffs. So that's where it stands there. Let's take a look at Oakwood's stats here. There again, in a defensive battle this afternoon, it was tough to get anything going offensively. Alex Wallace, 17 for 31, passing 99 yards and an interception. You spread it out to Nathan Young, who had 36 yards on 5 receptions. Jathan Perez had 28 yards on 8 receptions. Fury had 27 yards on 3 receptions. And then Cale Thomas, a reception for 8 yards. You had passing, you had Wallace, on rushing, you had Kyler Johnson leading the way, 22 carries, 87 yards. You had Wallace adding 12 rushing yards, 3 carries, and a TD. Jathan Perez, 4 carries for 7 yards. Fury, a carry for 2 yards. And, of course, remember, Fury had the 2 interceptions, including the pick 6 of Flowers at an opportune time to help the case for the Comets here this afternoon. So we had have that popping up here. And, of course, we saw a little bit of everything this afternoon, Will. We had some good defensive play, some nice interceptions. We saw a pick six. We saw a fumble recovery. We saw a block punt. It was really a mixed bag this afternoon that got it done, and that's why Carrollton is moving ahead.
Yeah, all three phases matter, and we saw that today. And then the one thing that really stood out to me from Carrollton was just how talented their skill position players were, especially Charlie Stumpf today, who just every time he seemingly had the ball or was on defense, just seemed like he was the best, most talented player on the field, and I think that was what they needed to push him over the edge.
That they did. It was Stumpf and Flowers. Flowers, just, you know, between the two of them, that physical ability. There again, being athletic, being big, 6'3", 200 pounds for Stumpf. And I tell you, if colleges aren't looking at him as a difference maker, especially in that linebacker position,
yeah,
the way he lays hits on people is I mean, it's big league. And so I would believe, maybe not necessarily from the offensive side, even though he could probably get it done from that too as maybe a fullback, but from that linebacker position, he's got to get some eyes on him. And then yeah, you had Flowers, 6'2", 200. I mean, that's your quarterback and your running back being the two biggest, really the two of the three or four biggest guys on the field, because you had Manker, 6'1", 180, Berkey, 6'2", 220, you had Ross at 6'3", 170. I mean, and it goes down from there. You guys don't have a lot of meat on that team. As we mentioned, we have one guy that's 280, and then everybody else is 220 or under. So it's not a huge team, but what they make up for size, they are what they, you know, lose in size, they make up for in speed and athleticism. And it showed today as they were in the backfield all day long harassing Alex Wallace, trying to take the Comets out of their game plan. The Comets had to adjust and get short yardage and chip away, but they just didn't chip away enough.
Yeah, and that's credit to the Carrollton defense for bending and not breaking. They did allow those little short yards, and they allowed Oakwood to pile up first downs. But when they got into the red zone, whether it was holding penalties against Oakwood or just solid, sound red zone defense, Oakwood never was able to get into the end zone on a big splashy play outside of that pick six. So that's just hard to do if you're a team, because you're chewing up 4, 5, 6 minutes of time of the game, and you're sustaining a drive and then coming up empty handed, not even a field goal, which, and field goals are tough at this level, so I'm not you know, expecting them to be booting 40-yard field goals. But
sure.
But when you're getting the ball into the red zone on multiple drives and then coming away empty-handed for those, that's really puts you in a tough position because you're limiting your amount of times touching the ball and not coming away with any points. So that strategy for Carrollton to bend but not break, you know, old-school Bears defenses from the early 2000s, you know, we'll let you move the ball between the 20s, but once you get down near pay dirt, we're going to put the clamps on, and they did, and that was the difference in this game.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we take our time out. When we come back, we'll have more of your UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. UHAS Diagnostics, you can give them a call at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtracked on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Back with a look at the ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard in your UHAS Diagnostics postgame show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Welcome back to the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. A final here, 28-14. Carrollton defeats Oakwood this afternoon. Oakwood ends their season at 7-3. Carrollton moves to 7-3. Carrollton is going to take on Dupo, and they'll have a home game. They're going to ride that nice charter bus back. They'll get a home game next week as Dupo hosted Salt Fork today. Dupo comes away winner 28-7, so by virtue of Dupo having a home game week one, Carrollton had the road game, then Carrollton will host Dupo next week. So Salt Fork Storm in their season 5-5. We had dreams, Will, of hopefully having an Oakwood at Salt Fork matchup next week. Instead, all those teams are going to stay on the west side of the state, and they'll continue playing, and we'll head into basketball season with these two squads. GCMS defeats Ottawa Marquette 28-6. We have Tri-Valley defeating Richards this afternoon, 44-0. Hardin-Calhoun defeats Villa Grove, 48-6. At the half, Nokomis leads Tuscola, 21-13. Clifton Central and Knoxville getting ready to start. They actually, I believe, may have started. I was under the impression it was a 6 p.m. kickoff, but I think it may have gotten adjusted during the week from the initial indication there. So, yeah, not a good day for 1A local teams, as the lone exception being GCMS and Tri-Valley We'll see what Clifton Central does tonight. Class 2A, Moroa Forsyth goes down, knocks off Chester 26-14. You had Painted defeating BHRA this afternoon 43-14. Last check, you had ALAH defeating or leading Marshall 27-8. Don't have an update on that. You had Sterling Newman Central Catholic defeating Ridgeview by a count this afternoon of 43-8. Let's see here. You had my. Let's go back in time here. Here we go. 49-6 victory for Westville this afternoon. So Westville will continue on to next week here. And they will play, I believe, at home, unless if road team in the upper bracket there ended up winning. Bloomington Central Catholic over Princeton earlier. They were leading 41-12 last check. You have Unity late in that game, leading Mount Carmel 42-14. Monticello getting ready to wrap up a win over Paris. They were leading 48-16. Third quarter action down at Benton. They got that game underway. St. Joe Ogden leading Benton 14-0. Final in 5A, Oak Forest defeating Centennial 38-12. Last check earlier, Muhammad Seymour was up 21-7 on Marion. Kankakee and Lamont, no update on them. That should be about halfway through. Eight-man action, Milford, Sista Park, and Amboy, no update. Metro East Lutheran and St. Anne, no update. But we'll have all the results late night tonight on WITYradio.com. And, of course, I will be working diligently to try to get that round two schedule updated so that way we know where everybody's going next week, make those game plans here. So in Danville and Vermilion County, call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro, like it never even happened. Final thoughts on this one here, Will Schell.
Competitive game, two pretty evenly matched teams. It's tough to see Oakwood, the home team, end their season just on a tough game, especially the way it kind of felt like it slipped away in the fourth quarter. But a really strong season, a lot for them to keep their heads held high up, and they're going to bring back some good players next year. So I think Oakwood's trajectory is in a good spot, and Carrollton played a heck of a good game, and their star players really shined, and that's sometimes all it takes to win in the playoffs.
You know, we want to give a special mention about Colin Furry. I mean, he was kind of a nemesis today out there on the field with the pair of interceptions, including the pick six. He had some nice plays on offense. And as we mentioned, this Oakwood team, there's still a lot of youth on this team. They're going to build around that. And it's, if you've heard some of the discussions that we've had with Coach Lee here this year, it's about the process. You can't forget that there's a long goal here from where they were. So there's a pattern. There's a process. You know, this year was the next step in that process. You know, I mean, you may take it for granted, or you may not appreciate it as much if you end up winning this game. And then, you know, you fire off. Every victory is earned in high school football. And I think, you know, this is a hard-fought game where you can – this is going to be one of those games that I think Coach Lee, 5, 10, 15 years from now, he's going to break out this game film and show those future players of what where this program is at this point in time and how far that they have come just in the couple of years. But then also, too, he's going to use it as a stepping stone to show that maybe this was the turning point. You see the team across the field, Carrollton. You saw how their fans came here today. They established themselves as the odds-on favorite by backing their team the way that they did, coming from, what, 3 hours away?
Yeah.
And most of that not interstate. You know, there was there was quite a bit of route driving. And I say that not as a mock of 72, but, you know, I mean, let's face it, 72 in a lot of stretches feels like a route. But, you know, they do it right. We knew that this was a program that had some history. And Oakwood is Oakwood's going to be on their way there. I think the nucleus is here. I think they got the right guy in Cameron Lee. I think the, you know, he's a hometown guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's young. He's got years to build this, and it's going to be exciting to watch and see where he can take this here, because I think there's just a lot of promise here, and you know, you've got the seasoned veterans in Guy Goodlove and Mark Dodd, where, you know, that those guys are kind of on the back half of their careers. And, you know, you look to somebody that's going to be solidifying themselves and being that next long-term coach, mm-hmm. and building a program. I would put my money right now on Cam Lee and what he's doing here at Oakwood.
He's got a really good pedigree. Like you said, he's homegrown. Mm-hmm. Who gives you the thought that he's here to stay. This is what the program he wants to build. And you're talking, you know, some of Oakwood's star players aren't seniors. They're going to they do have a nucleus now. So mm-hmm. there is something to build off of. And 7-2 is a heck of a good season. There is. That's just, that's playing in this conference. That's playing really good high school mm-hmm. football. So.
Yeah. You got some teams that are down. And you got some teams that are still figuring out, and even here at this point in the season, now that, you know, maybe maybe you're already into your postseason, you're still trying to figure out, okay, what do we really have and what do we have for the future? And I think there's probably a better grasp on what Oakwood's figuring out versus some of the other teams that are now heading home for the season. So, well, we'll try to figure out what we've got coming up next week. We do have another game that's going to be coming. At this point in time, really kind of looks like maybe it's going to be Westville being part of that that plan for next week. But we will have that finalized by Monday. So keep watch on WITYradio.com and to all of our platforms for that announcement coming up. Our final again this afternoon from Marty McFarland Field, the Carrollton Hawks take care of business. They win 28-14 over the Oakwood Comets. For Chuck Sargent back at the studio, thanks for getting us on this afternoon. Will, always a pleasure, sir.
Likewise. It's always fun.
We're glad to have him here. I'm Chad Baker, bidding you a good afternoon from Oakwood.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.